Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is David, and the question is, what was our experience when sharing our secrets with someone in the fifth step? I arrived in AA when I was 34. I'd been trying to stop drinking for about 3 years, round and round the alcoholic cycle, and I ended up in a longer-term halfway house rehab where part of the rules were I had to go to AA meetings. And I was surprised by what I found there. First of all, I got identification. I heard people talking about the disease, this illness, alcoholism, first part being a physical thing. When I drink, I can't stop at one or two because I get this abnormal biological reaction to alcohol, which gives me a craving to keep going and keep going. And I identified with that. And then the next bit was this obsession and insanity. I knew alcohol had wrecked my life and I had decided to stop. And each time I stopped, life would get better. And then I'd pick up a drink again. People in the book suggested that I may be suffering from an illness that only a spiritual experience could conquer. And I thought, that's weird, that's scary. And how do we get that? How does that happen? And they said, we've got this 12-step program, a series of spiritual exercises that brings about a spiritual awakening, a change in attitude that allows us to stop drinking and stay stopped. And that's how I came to the hope that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. At that point, it was just a hope that it might work because I'd met so many other people who had recovered. So that leads me to a decision in step three, a decision to seek a spiritual path and to go on with the rest of the steps. So I made that decision and people suggested that I should next launch into a course of vigorous action to take an inventory. And so I sat down over a couple of days and wrote that inventory the way that it was laid out for me in the book and the way people described it to me. And then I needed to share that with someone. This was scary. I can remember finishing my inventory. So that night I went to an AA meeting and I chose an older member. He was a bit gruff at times, but I liked his spirituality and I trusted him. And I asked him, will you hear my fifth step? And he said to me, that would be an honor, which surprised me. Now, I thought he'd say, okay, let's find some time tomorrow and we'll do it straight away. But he said, I think I've got some time next Tuesday. And I remember those next few days, feeling of excitement. I want to move on with this program that I hope is going to change my life and get me sober. At the same time, fear and trepidation that I was going to share some secrets with this person that I'd never shared before. Anyway, he came round to where I was staying and we sat down and we said the third step prayer together. And basically the process of the fifth step was just reading out what I'd written in my fourth step inventory. And I started reading it out, and as I read it out, I sort of thought, well, this isn't as hard as I thought it would be. And I would share some stuff and he would share some stuff back again and say, I did something similar to that. And I started to relax into it. And then I'd turn the page. And there, it'd jump out at me, some secret that I'd never told anyone else. And the fear would come back into my chest, but I'd take a deep breath and say it out loud. And once again, he'd reassure me in a way and wasn't judgmental, and he'd share some of his stuff back to me. And again, I'd start to relax into it, and sometimes we even laughed. And then I'd turn the page again, and another secret would jump out, and I'd take a deep breath, and I'd say it out loud. At the end of it, and the next day, something had changed. And what had happened is that before taking the fourth and fifth step, I had this hope that this spiritual program might work for me. But that's all it was, just a hope. After taking that fourth and fifth step, that mere hope that it might work changed into a real belief. This program does work. This program is working and will continue to work as long as I go on with the rest of this program. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.